Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. When I was taking notes on the scripture readings for today, I just put down a question. Am I lukewarm? You know, am I dabbling a little bit more in the faith and I go to a few more things that are offered by the parish or something like that? But am I in reality lukewarm? Yeah, I believe in God, but it doesn't translate into action. If you believe in God, then you're going to seek to serve Him every day. Ask Him to lead you and guide you. Go about your normal things, but ask the Lord, use me this day. Use me in my work. Use me wherever I am. Use me in this meeting. Use me in this situation. Lord, I want to be attentive to you. I want to hear your voice so that I'm speaking in a way that will bring help, if that's what's necessary, or wisdom, if that's what's necessary, whatever the case may be. Draw near to the Lord. And being lukewarm can mean, oh yeah, I go to Mass on Sundays, period. Or I go to Mass on Sundays and I go to confession a couple times a year. I'm okay. How do you know you're okay? I'm not asking you to be scrupulous. That's not at all what I'm talking about. But I think it's only when we have some regularity for confession, a possibility is once a month. You could go every week, but certainly once a month, receive the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of communion, that you actually feed on the body and blood of the Lord, and you say, Lord, you are so good to me. You have given everything of yourself to me. You've died for me. You created me in the Father. You died for me. Help me to draw near to you. And let this, perhaps this Advent, be a time when you move from being lukewarm or very passive to saying, Lord, I want to follow you. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. I want to follow you. I want to be near to you. I want to learn more from you. Will you teach me? Then begin to read. Take a book on the lives of the saints. Ask for a good one. And read the lives of the saints that would inspire you. Maybe somebody who does the kind of work you do or has the kind of personality you have, or it's a particular period in history that you like and you want to pull a Christian up from that era as someone to try and get a gauge of what it was like and what it can be like to be a true Christian. Right where you are planted. Because, brothers and sisters, when you are, and I've used this image before because it's real, that when you really love Him and desire to follow Him, and you frequent the sacraments, I'm saying that in order not that there's any kind of brownie points. That's not it at all. It's a personal relationship with the God who seeks to draw you close to Himself. And the closer you are to Him, the more you see how you can be like Him. The closer you draw to Him, the more you understand some of His attributes as you read His Word. And you say, I'd like to be like that. I'd like to answer a situation like He did. I'd like to be kind to those people like He was. Look how He was to the poor. Look how He was to children. Sometimes they just annoy me. Lord, do you want to change my heart on this? Then teach me how. Show me. God wants very active, solidly Catholic people. And He'll make saints out of us if we allow Him. The first reading in the book of Revelation is Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, and then 14 to 22. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Sardis, write this, the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your works, that you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. In other words, you're just going through the motions. Be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is going to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then how you accepted and heard. Keep it and repent. If you are not watchful, I will come like a thief, and you will never know at what hour I will come upon you. However, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. They will walk with me dressed in white, because they are worthy. The victor will thus be dressed in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and of his angels. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write this, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation, says this. This is God speaking to us. I know your works. I know that you are neither hot nor cold. Ooh, I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. So brothers and sisters, just taking a back seat, just being an onlooker, doesn't qualify you for heaven. Look at that. You are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. I will spit you out of my mouth, for you say I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything, and yet you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Why? Because that person is using the standards of the world. I'm rich and affluent. I don't have need of anything. He's living. He's encased in this world. He can't see beyond the nose on his own face. You do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments to put on, so that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. There it is again. Being willing to look at your lack. You don't have to be downcast about it because God's going to help you. Your part is to be honest. Where am I weak? What do I need to do about it? And he says, be earnest, therefore, and repent. And then this is what Jesus says to all of us. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me. In other words, I will enter into your family life. I will have a personal time with you. God doesn't come for the world. He comes for every single one of us, individually, personally. He comes. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Brothers and sisters, open your heart. This is the time. Advent beginning, just a few short days. Advent's the time to take stock, to put your life in order, and then to long for him. Through all the midst of whatever Christmas activities your priorities are, to take stock of yourself, to render an account to God, and to open your heart to change. Then he can enter in much more deeply into your life, or perhaps for the first time, because you acknowledge you need a Savior. We can't save ourselves. Psalm 15 tells us, I will seat the victor beside me on my throne. He who walks blamelessly, doesn't mean you never sin, but he repents immediately, who harms not his fellow man, who lends not his money at usury. Read these. Am I guilty of any of this? If so, what am I going to do about it? It's kind of like a little examination of conscience here, Psalm 15. Take advantage of it. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, that would mean he was hated by the people, hated. He was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. He's curious. Okay, he's curious. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. Okay, so what does he do? Just kind of scoff at it and walk away? So he ran ahead. He climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up. So Zacchaeus is curious. That's opening the door, isn't it? Just to be curious opens the door. Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. Can you imagine the shock? Zacchaeus, he knew him by name, and he invited himself to his house. And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And now when they saw this, that's the crowd, they began to grumble, saying, he's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. See, he's no good. He's trash. You hear all that kind of thing today. And he may have sinned grievously, but Jesus must have seen something in his heart. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. If I have extorted anything from anyone, and he probably had, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house. Why? Because Zacchaeus really looked at Jesus in that penetrating gaze of Jesus, which we can know in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Different form, but we can know that Jesus can see everything in us. And so Zacchaeus, perhaps for the first time, is totally honest. I'll give half my possessions away. If I've extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost, no matter how you've sinned, no matter how long you've sinned, no matter how great your sin. He comes to save what was lost. He comes to save you. There are those of you listening to this program who think you've gone too far for too long, too much. Absolutely not. You turn around and say, Lord Jesus, will you please forgive me? And Jesus will. Can you believe that? That a whole new life can come to you if you are simple and humble and honest as Zacchaeus was before the Lord. When you're that simple and humble, honest, God rewards that. He comes to save the lost. So there are many times some of us feel like we're lost, sin too much, too many times, can't change, no good, I'm no good. That happens to us. It's not true. All you have to do is to say, Jesus, will you please have mercy on me? And just keep crying that out. Honestly, cry that out. Come to the sacrament of reconciliation and be set free like Zacchaeus was. May God abundantly bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.